You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here. Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Doris Witherspoon, who is chairperson of Continuum of Care in Lansing. Good evening, Doris. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Just to get started, because I have this question as well, tell me about Continuum of Care and what that is.
Okay. The Continuum of Care, they have those all over Michigan, and those are the organizations that are concerned with the homeless population in the community. Our Continuum of Care here in Ingham County is called the Greater Lansing Homeless Resolution Network, and that's about 25 organizations that gather on a monthly basis to look at addressing the homeless problems in the community.
Okay, then the reason that I wanted to get a hold of you, Doris, is in doing some research for a story, I've found a little article about a point-in-time count, mm-hmm. and it talked about providing a snapshot of the homeless population in Michigan and, in fact, across the country. This is done across the country.
Right.
But tell us about how this point-in-time count is done.
Okay, the point-in-time count occurs through the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and it's going on around the whole nation at the same time. And it's usually the third Wednesday in January. And everyone from 6 o'clock in the morning until on that Wednesday until Thursday, 6 o'clock a.m., they're taking account, or we're taking account of the number of homeless people, whether it's shelter or unsheltered. So we're out at the shelters as well as on the streets getting account of the number of homeless people that are in the community.
So it's over a 24-hour period, a 6 a.m. to a 6 a.m. the next morning.
That's correct.
And these are all volunteers that do this point-in-time count.
That is correct. And we have a training a couple of days prior to the event. We had people stationed, at the shelters, as well as at Capital Area District Library, also at the CATA bus station. And so we have information set up. We have a survey that they complete. And then sometimes there are incentives offered to the participants.
Now, how many volunteers were involved in the count this year, Doris?
Wow.
We had approximately. That wow must mean there was a good number.
Probably about 50 to 60.
That's a great number.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that many. As a matter of fact, I volunteer myself. I volunteered last year as well, and then I volunteered this year. So I was stationed at the library.
Now, the thought of the logistics of this came to me when I was reading some of this material. I mean, yes, you can go to shelters, the volunteers, and probably get a pretty good count. But you also said the volunteers hit the streets, so
right.
you're looking for homeless people.
Right, right. And most of the agencies are familiar where some of the people may stay, like under the bridges, or maybe in some of the abandoned houses or whatever. I mean, they know where to go and seek them. A lot of them are under the bridges and so forth. And so some of the people that are out on the street are familiar, so people are comfortable talking with them. And when they go out, you know, they, approach them with, maybe a hot cup of coffee or some food, and then so they'll come and talk to them. Also, the shelter, I know that Volunteers of America was open all night on that particular day that we did the count. And so the people that were out on the streets, they were invited to come into the shelter.
And as we said just a few moments ago, this count is done across the country at the same time.
Right.
What is done with these numbers? They're not in yet, but when the numbers come in, who gets these numbers, and what do you extrapolate from these numbers?
Well, we have a system that we use in the community. It's called HMIS, and it's Homeless Management Information System. And that basically is our data collection where we have a count of the homeless population. These numbers help with our funding. If the, it identifies what if we need any funding in the community. So, you know, it basically helps address those needs. So, you know, HUD uses those numbers to disseminate federal funds.
Well, and then, so it helps kind of identify the numbers of folks you're dealing with to put formulas to the funding, as you said.
Right.
And families and individuals are, I found it interesting that families and individuals counted, they're counted living in shelters or safe havens, and then the unfortunate wording is what's accurate, is places not meant for human habitation.
Right.
So that's just kind of a formal way of what we were talking about earlier.
Right, exactly.
What kind of programs are there to help? We've got a couple of minutes left there. I mean, where do people go for help?
We have several shelters and resources in the community. You know, a lot of people are familiar with Volunteers of America. That's a shelter, but also they do assist people with housing and other resources in the community. Avon House, they assist people with jobs and housing, and Salvation Army. So they can contact any of these agencies. And some people are, like I said, they are in the shelter, so they are familiar with what they do. But there are several programs that assist with food, shelter, medical resources, just a variety of resources. And so if they get connected with one of our providers of the continuum of care, then we would definitely direct them to the proper resources.
Well, it's certainly numbers that we need. They're painful numbers for the folks who are living them, but they're important, as you said, to funding in the community.
Right.
And I guess I also encourage folks who might want to help in this area to get in touch with some of these same organizations.
That's correct.
Very good. Well, Doris, I appreciate your time in helping explain this to us. I thought the point in time count was interesting and important. It's something I hadn't heard of before. I'll get in touch with you when the numbers come in, and we'll discuss what it means for Ingham County.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Doris Witherspoon, who is chairperson of the Continuum of Care in the Lansing area. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.